The Economic Development and Housing Budget Division for Monday, February 8th will come to order. Today we have Senator Berglund's GAMC bill in front of us, and specifically we have the MSHA part of the bill that is pertinent to this committee. So I'll let Senator Berglund explain that provision, and if anybody has any questions on it, we can act on that. So, Senator Berglund, welcome to the committee. Senate Files 2168.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the Budget Division. Section 33 is a section that deals with the issue before you. And Section 33 would give a 40 assessment relief in the MSHA program to Health Partners for calendar years 2010 and 2011. This relief would amount to $35 billion, and it would be paid for out of the special GMC temporary account that would be created in the Department of Human Services. That money would be transferred to the Commissioner of Commerce to distribute to the Minnesota Comprehensive Health Association to compensate them for their losses because of this relief. We believe that Regents Hospital is especially one of the hospitals that's disproportionately affected by the potential loss of the GMC program. And even under this bill, with the reduced reimbursement, they are still negatively affected. And we believe that this relief would be something that would be warranted to help them in another way because of our problems with having a GMC program. The relief would only be granted if the money were available in the fund to be transferred to the Commissioner of Commerce, so I don't believe the provision poses any risk to the MSHA fund. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions or comments from the committee? Maybe Senator Berglund, maybe why Health Partners?
I just explained that, but I'll do that again. Health Partners is one of, they own Regents Hospital, and Regents Hospital is one of those that is affected very disproportionately by both the ending or the reduction in a GMC program. And so this is another way to give them some assistance.
Okay. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Berglund, is this provision factored into the spreadsheet that we saw in Health and Human Services earlier today?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Olson, yes.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just trying to track the money, Senator Berglund. So Health Partners would be relieved of its MSHA obligation, take a little pressure off of Regents Hospital, but the MSHA fund itself would be made whole out of the GAMC account. Now, is the idea that then Regents would be in a better position to continue to take care of people who come to Regents Hospital, people, low-income folks?
The whole thrust of this bill is to make sure that people that are very poor and very sick in this state would continue to be able to receive medical care.
Okay.
So, Senator Dibble. So this is a way of getting resources into Regents' hands to provide that care.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Even if they're not, even if GAMC has been, people still will get sick, will come to Regions, will need care, even though GAMC no longer exists.
And this won't have anything to do with any kind of people who would end up being the beneficiaries of this wouldn't have to pay any kind of premiums, right?
This would have no monetary effect on the MSHA program or the MSHA account.
Okay. Senator Kielash?
Yes, Senator Berglund, I'm just for clarification, I'm wondering why this and is special compared to HCMC. I mean, I know there's an explanation, I just don't understand the differences?
Senator Berglund.
Well, HCMC is more of a public plan than a commercial plan. And so the impact isn't the same with MSHA.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions from the committee? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Berglund, since this is a state program, is there any federal money involved with this that's impacted by doing this one way or the other? Or is this just a separate, standalone way to give them some relief?
Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Olson, there's no federal funds involved in this part of the bill.
All right. Are there any further comments? Anybody in the audience want to say anything for or against this provision? Ms. Gatsley. Who is this? Gruber, can you say your name for the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Lynn Gruber, president of the Minnesota Comprehensive Health Association. Thank you, committee members, for allowing me to testify today. We have a couple of concerns about this provision. First of all, it treats one of our 200, what we call contributing member company members, differently than all the others. We've never had that before. It sets quite an unusual precedent. Number two, fiscally, the state is in terrible shape. It's delaying payments to schools. It's going to borrow money. What assurance do we have that at some juncture we won't be asked to wait for the money? So these are kind of our concerns. And I guess there would be a third concern kind of related to the first one, which is business choices. Companies make business choices on which parts of business to work in. Each Health Partners is definitely working with GAMC, and they have a teaching hospital, that's true, but some of our other business members, our other contributing members, have a different story and have different issues. So I'm just saying we're concerned because it sets a precedent that we've never seen in the 33 years of MSHA's existence. Senator Berglund says that if the state doesn't pay it, then Health Partners will have to pay it. Maybe that's so, maybe it isn't, because this is the beginning of the legislative process, and I'm very concerned about the state's fiscal shape. So, we are expecting our losses to be about $148 million for 2010, and those bills have to be paid right away. We don't postpone anything for our providers. So I'm just registering our concerns. I realize the GAMC program is extremely important and that Health Partners is one of the main providers for that. I'd recognize that, but I don't think I'd be doing my job if I didn't set down a few concerns here.
Any questions of the witness? Any comments? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Is there anybody else? Okay, Senator Dibble?
I'd move the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Dibble then moves the Senate file. 2168. We have to move the division report? Okay. First, we have to move the division report. So,
just the division report.
This is the division report. This came from the other division. Okay, so we're moving Senate file 2168, the division report, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. Okay. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, Senator Berglund. Yep. That's all we have.
Mr. Chair and members, we do not have a meeting scheduled for this week, and next week's schedule will be TV to be announced.
Okay. All right. And thank you, everybody. Meeting adjourned. Good thing you showed up again. I think.